You're listening to SBS News.
High in the hills of Mangrove Mountain on the New South Wales central coast, Akia Onizawa is tending to one of Australia's first green tea farms using age-old techniques from his Japanese hometown of Shizuoka.
For the Japanese people, growing tea is a culture, so it's very important to preserve and pass it on to the next generation. That's why we do this, and I'd like to hand it down to the next generation.
The lush green farm is a welcome sight for a community that has struggled for decades. First, international competition crippled the community's stone fruit and citrus industry. Then the Newcastle bird flu destroyed the poultry market. Mangrove Mountain farmer John Robb, founder of the recently formed Australian Green Tea Cooperative, says it has been tough.
Over the course of time, the competitive advantages that this area had have disappeared or reduced through international trade or other areas that can produce these crops more effectively and cheaper prices. So it's put a big strain on this region from an agricultural point of view over the last, say, 50 or 60 years.
In 2004, the area caught the attention of the Japanese tea manufacturer Kunitaro. Kunitaro had been searching for new land to meet a growing demand for green tea in the home country. Mangrove Mountain had the ideal climate and the first tea leaves were planted for a pilot program. Now, 14 years on, the farm is no longer just an experiment, but a thriving business. Mr. Robb says the Australian farm is tapping into a lucrative counter-seasonal market for Japanese drinkers.
Because we're Southern Hemisphere production, we're out of sync with the Japanese production cycle, so they can have fresh tea at two different times of the year. Secondly, because we're harvesting in our spring, which is around now, it's not long between the harvest of fresh tea and the gift-giving season of Christmas and Chinese New Year. So the tea that's being produced in Australia is more fresh.
The farm is pesticide-free and relies on the Sydney Basin for irrigation. Akio Onizawa says that is in contrast to how Japanese farm the crop.
What surprised me was that whether it's tea, citrus or vegetable, we always need the water line when you grow something on the farm. This irrigation, you see? I was really surprised that you can't grow anything without it. In Japan, we have lots of rain, so we don't use this kind of thing at all.
The green tea leaves will be harvested in spring and then put through a small-scale processing factory before being shipped to Japan for further processing and packaging. The 5-hectare farm produces up to 20 tonnes of tea a year. With the success of the business, the owners have expanded the farm, now doubling the size of the plantation. And the exotic crop has inspired others keen to diversify their farms. Down the road, Andrew Slade says he decided to diversify his avocado and chicken farm and planted green tea seedlings 2 years ago.
I was watching what they were doing at their farm at Mangrove Mountain, and then I've always liked tea, drink a lot of it, seen it overseas growing, and yeah, it just fascinated me, and it's a different crop. Nobody really was getting into it, so I took the plunge.
There are now 20 green tea farms across the country in Tasmania, Victoria, Western Australia and New South Wales. Although Australia produces less than 1% of the tea consumed worldwide, the federal government believes it is an industry worth investing in. The government recently provided a $100,000 grant to the Australian Green Tea Cooperative to promote the burgeoning industry. Frank Summitt, a board member of Regional Development Australia Central Coast, says he believes green tea could one day be a major export crop for Australian farmers.
China's the biggest tea exporter, and we are competing, we'll be competing with them. But I think where we have to look at our point of difference is around the clean green production, food production, which Australia is known for.
Lydia Feng, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.